I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Joining me is Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. Jonathan has a favorite new dumpling in LA.
We are going to a restaurant whose name I'm about to butcher, Wee Tao Sheng Doodle House. And it's a pretty new restaurant, just a couple months old, which is right next door to Luscious Dumplings. Everybody loves Luscious Dumplings.
And, you know, it has the name.
It does.
It has an amazing name. So how can this place possibly compete with Luscious Dumplings?
It's an interesting question. And every time I've been in, the people in the restaurant have been people who have been frustrated with the line next door at Luscious Dumplings that have worked their way in. But in fact, this place has the two things that all of us are looking for in this world. One of which is Xiaolongbao, XLB, the soup dumplings, which they do an absolutely superb version of. And the other are, let's call them pot stickers for want of a better name, but the pan-fried dumplings. And all of us tend to go to Din Tai Fung when we're in the mood for soup dumplings. But at the moment, these might be my favorites.
Why?
The skins of the dumplings are not as bouncy, not as taut as they are at Din Tai Fung, but a little bit thicker, and there's like a almost like a soulful quality to them. When you bite inside, there's exactly the right amount of broth, and the broth is delicious. It's really concentrated. It's a little bit unctuous, but not too much. And then the pork itself is well seasoned, and if you get it with pork with fresh crab meat, the crab meat actually tastes like fresh crab meat instead of like something that came out of a can somewhere. Not saying anything about Din Tai Fung or any of the other places, but this freshness of the crab comes through, and it's just a tremendous combination.
I love that. That sounds incredible. Now, what about the pot stickers?
Pot stickers come in many guises. These are, well, actually, I don't want to tell you what they're the size and shape of.
Are they shaped more like an egg roll, perhaps?
Oh, yes, that would work. And they're perfectly crisped on both sides. The noodle has a nice tensile strength, but it's not too al dente. And again, there's just a ton of juice in there. And you dip that in the homemade chili oil with a little bit of soy and vinegar, and those things just evaporate. They almost leap off the plate. There are two different kinds. There's the pork pot stickers, and there's the beef pot stickers. The pork ones are the best by far.
Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.
I've been talking to Jonathan Gold about Hui Tao Sheng Noodle House on West Las Tunas Boulevard in the San Gabriel Valley. Get a text message with Jonathan's restaurant recommendation by simply texting the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to the number 69866. And don't forget, you can see all of Jonathan's restaurant suggestions on the Good Food Restaurant Map, which is on the Good Food blog.